Hi there, how can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for picking up. I'm just curious about your voice AI services. Could you tell me a bit about what you offer and how it might help someone like me? I'm interested in how natural and flexible your conversations can be.
Hey Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. Everything's going great. Thanks for asking. But hey, I think you might have me mixed up with someone else. I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here to chat about voice AI. So, what would you like to know about our services?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Oh, Mary from Dasha AI, got it. I don't have personal experience, but I do know Dasha.ai is known for creating really natural, human-like voice AI conversations. It's great to hear you work with companies like Vector Solutions. Could you tell me more about what sets your platform apart?
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up about the audio. No worries, I'm all ears. Lead generation and revenue growth, huh? Well, one big challenge is definitely reaching prospects in a way that feels personal but scalable. It's tricky to balance automation with that human touch. How does your AI handle that?
Tell me more about balancing automation with that human touch.
Sure thing. Balancing automation with a human touch means your AI can have conversations that feel natural and engaging, not robotic or scripted. Dasha's platform uses advanced voice AI that understands context, emotions, and can adapt its responses on the fly, kind of like chatting with a real person. This way, you get the efficiency of automation without losing that personal connection that builds trust and drives conversions. Pretty neat, right?
Now I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
Ooh, I love a good what-if scenario. If I imagine 12 months from now after using your service, I'd picture a steady stream of warm leads coming in without the usual hassle, like the AI is doing the heavy lifting but sounding so natural that prospects actually want to talk. Revenue would be up, sales cycle shorter, and the team could focus on closing deals instead of chasing cold leads. Sounds like a dream, right? How close is that to what you usually see?
What do you mean by a steady stream of warm leads, and why is that important to you?
Good question. By steady stream of warm leads, I mean potential customers who've already shown some interest or fit your ideal profile, so they're more likely to engage and convert. It's important because chasing cold leads can be time-consuming and frustrating, while warm leads mean your sales team spends less time convincing and more time closing. It's all about working smarter, not harder. Does that line up with your experience?
Tell me more about working smarter, not harder.
Absolutely. Working smarter, not harder, means using tools like AI to handle repetitive or time-consuming tasks, like initial outreach or qualifying leads, so your team can focus on what they do best, building relationships and closing deals. It's about boosting efficiency without burning out your people. With Dasha's voice AI, you get conversations that feel real but happen at scale, freeing up your team's time and energy for higher impact work. Makes sense, right?
Now, kind of
It's all
bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now? Hey, Alex, looks like your message got cut off. What were you saying about the problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Of course, take your time. Sorry about that little hiccup. So, about the biggest problems or constraints right now, I'd say one is definitely scaling personalized outreach without overwhelming the team. Also, making sure leads are qualified well enough so sales time isn't wasted. How does your AI help tackle those?
What are all the ways scaling outreach and lead qualification are affecting the business right now?
Great question. Scaling outreach without the right tools can lead to inconsistent messaging and missed opportunities, while poor lead qualification means valuable time spent on prospects who aren't ready or a good fit. Together, these slow down growth and frustrate sales teams. Using AI to automate and personalize can really smooth out those bumps and boost overall efficiency. Does that match what you're seeing?
Can you go a bit deeper on how those issues slow down growth and frustrate your sales teams?
Absolutely. When outreach isn't consistent or personalized, prospects might tune out or feel like just another number, so fewer responses come back. That means sales reps spend more time chasing cold leads, which is exhausting and demoralizing. Plus, if lead qualification is off, reps waste time on dead ends instead of focusing on real opportunities. All that slows pipeline velocity and can stall revenue growth. Sound familiar?